Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Gimel Omud Beis, and we begin a brand new Simen, what we call Dalid Shin. We don't like to say the word shade, which means a demon of some sort, so we call it Simen Dalid Shin, would be normally Shin Dalid, and it deals with halachas. It's not very practical today, because it deals with the halachos of an Eved, and we do not have the halachos of Eved, as it says in asterisk with a parenthesis at the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch on this Daf, Hadinim Ba'avodim Einon Shayachim Lezman HaZeot. These laws are not applicable nowadays. So let's start off first with an introduction in Dear Shu footnote number 1. And this sif, he says, Don b'chiyuvi ha'odon v'shar ha'yisraelim b'shvisas eved kenani. This deals with the halachas of an eved kenani, and he tells us that there are three types of eved kenani. Number 1, eved shenikne ayidei ha'odon b'stam. That's a servant in eved kenani that was purchased stam, without specifications as to what he would do. Shem rotze ha'eved limol v'litvol l'shem avdus. And this Eved wishes to go and have a bris milah and to have a tefillah to become an Eved Kenani in the purest halachic sense of the word, to be an Eved Kosher, so then this is allowed. And then he's obligated, he becomes essentially a half Jew, he becomes obligated in all the mitzvahs, just like a woman has obligations. He doesn't have time obligatory mitzvahs, but he has all the other mitzvahs that he has to do. And in fact, if he doesn't do this after a 12-month period of time, the Odom can't keep him, if that was the original agreement that this is what he would do. Second type is an Eved Shehisna Ima Odon Bishas Knyos. So the second type is where the Eved says, there's no way I want to become a full-fledged Jew, but I'm happy to become a Ger Toshav. I'll become a Erlucha, non-Jewish person. This is a person that could be an Eved for the rest of his life if he so wished, and he's not Mol, and he's not Tovel, and such a person is allowed to be an Eved for a yid, and he has all the halachos of a ger toshav. In other words, he just has to follow the zayin mitzvahs b'nei Noach. The third category is an eved that refuses all of this. He doesn't want to be a ger toshav. He doesn't want to be an eved with mitzvahs ke'isha, and he doesn't want to do tefillah, and he doesn't want to do mila. So such a person also klal l'kaimo b'eretz yisrael. You can't have such an eved, and you can't even keep such an eved in eretz yisrael. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph, before we get to the Mechaber, starts off with an introduction as well. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ukedei lohokel al ha-ma'ayin, in order to make it easier for the person learning these halachos, leida tam chiluki adinim ha-mavorim b'simen zeh, to be able to understand the differences in the types of avodim in this simen, akdim ha-kdomiktana. The Mishnah Berurah says, I will give a short introduction as well. Ukefi ma'ashim b'vor b'gomar b'poskim. This is based upon what the Gemara tells us and what the poskim tell us. And he says, Dehine trei kroik sive. There are two psukim over here which deal with shvisa so eved on Shabbos, the requirement for an eved not to work on Shabbos. He says, number one, chad, leman yonuach avdecho v'amoscho kamocha, that your servant, both your male and your female servants, should rest like you. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Zekoy al Evet Shemol Vital Toval. This is talking about an Evet that has become a full-fledged Evet Kenani, according to the deem of an Evet Kenani. He's Mukhoyevis Mitzos Keisha, Lashem Abdus, and he's doing this Lashem Evet Kenani to become a half Jew, so to say, the Kibel Alov Kol Mitzos Avodim. And in fact, he has to fulfill all the Mitzos that an Evet Kenani is obligated to do. As this, again, is essentially all the Mitzos in the Torah that are Lo Sase, as well as all the Mitzos in the Torah, the Ase, that are not Zman Groma, that are not time dependent. And he says, "Dahainu komashi ishu chayevus." This is essentially all the mitzvos that a woman is obligated in, as well as women are also exempt from time obligatory mitzvos. Therefore, v'im kein gam mitzvah Shabbos b'chlal, and therefore, obviously, the eved kenani is obligated to be both shomar v'zochar on Shabbos, to fulfill all the mitzvos lo sase on Shabbos. V'yosel lasos melacha b'Shabbos, and therefore, he's not allowed to do any melacha on Shabbos, neither for himself or for his master. Vasi Haikra, this pasuk is coming to teach us, Lori, the Shvisas Eved Mutal Gamal Rabo. Here, he's telling us that not only is the Eved obligated not to do any work on Shabbos that has the halachic status of Chilul Shabbos, of work on Shabbos, but his master is obligated to make sure that the Eved doesn't do this. Shehu Mitzuve Olof Limano Measos Melacha. Here, the master also has an obligation to prevent his Eved from doing work. Afilu Letzorech Atzmo Shel Eved, even if the Eved is doing it for himself, not doing it for the master. The Eved says, listen, I'd like to go and pluck an apple off the tree because I'd like an apple right now. So the master has to make sure that the Eved doesn't do this if he's the type of Eved that is a full-fledged Eved Kenani over here who's obligated in Shmira Shabbos. Then there's another pasuk, V'yoksiv Kro. Another pasuk says, V'yinofesh ben amosuchov v'yager, that your servant has to go and not work on Shabbos. And this type of a servant, V'darshu Chazal, D'koy al Eved hakonu li Yisrael kinyan aguf. This is an Eved that is owned by the Jewish person. However, avol lo mol v'toval, but he didn't do mila and tefila, and therefore doesn't have the halachic status of a full-fledged Eved Kenani, Rak Kiba Lov Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. This is the category that we mentioned with Dirsha footnote number one. This is the Eved that says, listen, I'll be an Erlicha Geratoshav over here, and I do not wish to do any of the other mitzvahs, and that's perfectly acceptable. The Gamzeh, Tzorech Rabo Limono Milasos Melacha Avuro B'Shabbos. Here, the master is not allowed to have the Eved do any work for the master on Shabbos. And it's likewise forbidden for any Jewish person to ask this Eved, this Ger Toshav Eved, to go do work for the Jewish people on Shabbos, any Jewish person, that this Ger Toshav over here, Eved, is not allowed to do work for any Jewish person on Shabbos at the behest of the Jewish person. But for himself, the Eved is not Mechuyev in Shvisa Shabbos. He is not obligated, in fact, he's not allowed to observe Shabbos. It's not one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And Mutter Eved Kozeh Lasos Melocha B'Shabbos. And such an Eved is in fact permitted to go do Melocha on Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, Kivin the Shabbos Eino Nichlal Tok Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. As I mentioned, Shabbos is not one of the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and therefore, Vedino Keger Toshav, he has the halachic status of any other Erlicha non-Jewish person who lives in Eretz Yisrael, the Eino Muzrel Shabbos. They're not required and not allowed to observe the Shabbos. Nevertheless, we still have a chumra over here. Mikol makom osu min haTorah liYisrael letzavus l'lasus melacha avuro. Nevertheless, a Jewish person is not allowed to ask this keratoshav to go do work for the Jewish person on Shabbos, because the pasuk says u'dechidichsev v'inafosh ben amasucha v'yager, and that you're not allowed to have such a person do avoda for you on Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'eved akone liYisrael kinin aguf, such an eved, v'lo mol v'lo tova, v'gam lo kibel lov afilu shev mitzvah noach." And if you have an eved that hasn't even accepted upon himself to be a ger toshav, certainly not a full eved kinani, so in this regard, this such an eved, b'zeh nechluku aposkim imgam alzeh mitzuvim onu ashvisoso. Here you have a machlokis. This is what basically would be the third category, which you're not really allowed to have if the person hasn't accepted upon himself to be a ger toshav. So the question is, if you have such an eved, what would be his halachic status? That would be a machlokis, as we will explain. Now that we finished all of these introductions, we can begin the Mechaber, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Odo mitzuva al shvisas avdo shemol v'tova l'shem avdos. A master who owns a servant that has accepted upon himself mila and tefila, and he's become an eved kenani in the full halachic sense of the word, mitzvos, that he's mechuyven like a woman. So then, he is in this situation, the master is not allowed to have him do any work for the master or for himself. The kibbul of mitzvahs and ohagos be'evet, and he has accepted upon himself all the mitzvahs of an evet. So in this situation, he's not allowed to do any work. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Beis, the mitzvah al-rabu l'shamo ulamono me'atzos v'loch, as we've already pointed out, the master has an obligation not to let him do any work. Dishu for number four brings down the interesting scenario, which we discussed as well previously in Reish Mem Gimel, in regards to an animal. What happens if the master is in Eretz Yisrael, where it's not yet Shabbos, and the animal, or the, in this case the Eved, is in Chutz Laretz, where it's already Shabbos, so therefore one goes by the halachic status of the master in this situation, because the Isser is on the master, and for him yet it's not Usser, so even though the Eved may be in a place where there's a Shabbos already, he would still be allowed to technically do work. In any event, this is true over here, that you have to prevent the Eved Kenani, the true Eved Kenani, from doing work. This is even for doing it for himself, not that he's doing it for the Jewish person, he's doing it for himself. He's plucking the apple off the tree for himself to eat, you're not allowed to do that. And the master has to prevent him from doing so. However, there's one difference over here, in that you're allowed to go and rent out such an Eved to a non-Jewish person during the weekdays, in Masnemo, as long as he makes the condition, Shlo Yasab Melach Shabbos, as long as he says that he will not do Melach for you on Shabbos. He's renting him out for the 6 days of the week, but not for Shabbos. V'lo Domi Levehemto, we said previously, the Mavul El B'Simen Reish Menbav Siv Gimel, the also Laskir Lein Yudu B'Chei Gavna, that you're not allowed to rent your animal out to a non-Jewish person because he may come to use it on Shabbos. So what's the difference over here between renting your animal, which you're not allowed to do, and renting a person, which you would be allowed to do? The ha'ein ha'eino Yehudi nemanakach, because there you're totally relying upon the non-Jewish person to say, I didn't work the animal, and he doesn't have that nemanus. The ha'eino Yehudi lo yasim locha b'al korcho shel Eved. But here, by the Eved's a thinking person, and if he knows he's not allowed to do work, he's not going to let the non-Jewish person go and work him on Shabbos. And the Prima Gadol brings down that the Eved does have an Emunah to say, yes, I did not work on Shabbos. So therefore, you are allowed to go and rent out this Eved to a non-Jewish person, where you wouldn't be allowed to rent out your animal to a non-Jewish person. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hanoheges b'Eved, that the Eved, you're not allowed to have him do any melacha that he's mechuyevin. Dehainu kol mitzvah shisu chayevis. As we mentioned many times already, the Eved Kenani essentially has all of the mitzvos, aseh and los aseh, except for those that are time-dependent, similar to the alochos of a woman. then the Mechaber continues and he writes, Avalim lo mol the tobal, but if the Eved did not go through Mila and Tefillah, Elokim lov sheva mitzvahs neo, but he did accept upon himself to be a ger toshav, so then in this situation the halacha is different. The Mechaber tells us, Harehu ki ger toshav, he has the halachic status of a ger toshav, umutu lasus malach b'shabas liatzmo, avalo l'rabo. He is permitted to do malach for himself. As we pointed out already several times, there is no chiyuv on him to observe Shabbos. In fact, he's not allowed to observe Shabbos, and he can do anything he wants for himself, but he can't do it for the master. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet explains, the Ger Toshav Mikri, he has the status of a similar to a Ger Toshav. Kol Shekibel, Olav L'Kaim, Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Anybody who is accepted upon himself, lives in Eretz Yisrael, there's Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, is considered a Ger Toshav. V'shalol Avodas Gilulam, Afilu B'shitav. And this includes not worshipping any Avodah Zarah, even if it's a partnership type of an Avodah Zarah where he believes in Hashem and some other entity. Sivkot and Hey, the Mishnah Berurah says he's allowed to do work for himself. Hainu melechas atzmo. He's allowed to pluck the apple off the tree for himself, for example. Or, as the Mishnah Berurah says, kigon tfiras begodov. He's allowed to go and sew up his clothing, vatikum and olav. He can fix his shoes, v'chayotzi b'zeh, or anything similar to this. Oh, she'osel is stakir, or he's going to go and work to make money for himself. Kidei she'ilo mezonosav berevach. Yes, or al haspakas adonov. He wants to have extra luxuries, so he makes a certain salary from his master. So here he wants to have extra, so he's allowed to go do work for himself on Shabbos. Even though he's not doing the work for himself, he's doing the work to make money. That is allowed to be done as well. But he's not allowed to do it avolu rabo, as the Mishnah Berurah says, as if got involved. Hainu, afilu lotzivohu rabo behedja ala melocha. Even if the master didn't specify, please do this malach for me, but if he's doing it for the master, he's not allowed to do this. The mistama al das rabu osa, because everybody assumes and knows that if this ger toshav is doing work for the master, mistama, it's directly being done for the master. Vizhira ha-Torah al zelamonu, and therefore the master has an obligation to go and stop this eved from doing work for him. As the pasuk says, u'chadichsiv v'inafesh ben amaz chaviyagir, you have to make him not do work for you. And we already explained this, v'chanal b'sif katan aleph. And he adds, v'afilu melocha d'rabbanan. This is true not only for the raises, but even for the rabbanans. Also, gam ken lasos b'shul rabbi. He's not even allowed to do it the rabbanan for the master. However, here, v'yesh mekilim azeh, imlo is hero rabbo behedya alzeh. Here, if the master didn't ask him to do it, if the master asked him to do it, he can't do it the rabbanan. But if the master didn't ask him to do it, and the eved is doing it on his own behest, rather than on the behest of the master, so kivan shurak melocha d'rabbanan, so this opinion says, since it's only the rabbanan, he would be allowed to benefit from it. The Mechaber continues and writes, and every other Jew as well, not only the master, is not permitted to tell this Ger Toshav, do work for a Jewish person. And not only to tell the Eved Ger Toshav over here to do work for the master, you're not allowed to tell him to do work even for another Jew that's not his master. As the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, Hainim in the Torah, this is a din in the Torah, the Kivin, the Kar Kibel, lo Sheva Mitzvot, because the guy has accepted upon himself the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, lo Kulei Amo, Hevi Dino Ke Ger Toshav, so he has the halachic status of a Ger Toshav, and for such a Ger Toshav, the Osra Torah Lisrael, Lasus Melocha Yodo, and no Jewish person is allowed to benefit from Melocha that this Ger Toshav has done for any Jewish person, not only his master. Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'im lo kibel alav shum mitzvah ela dayinu kusi gomer." If this is not category one or category two that we talked about, he's not a true Eved Kanani, and he's not even a Ger Toshav type of an Eved Kanani, but he's an absolute kusi gomer. So then, dino shavu l'kibel alav sheva mitzvahs. Nevertheless, in this situation, since he's owned by the Jewish person, so the halachic status is over here as if he was a Ger Toshav. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ches, this means over here, Rotsa Lomar, Dehu Adin Gamkein Im Lo Kibel Lov Shum Mitzvah. Even no mitzvah has he accepted upon himself. Nevertheless, Afilu Hochi, Kibin Shu Eved Yisrael, Hakoni Lo Kinyan Agub, since he is owned by the Jewish person, Svira Lo Ledei Azu, Dedino Shavel, Lekibel Lov Sheva Mitzvah Spinoch. So here we consider him just like he was the Ger Tosh of Category 2. Ba'asa Lassos Malacha B'Shul Shum Yisrael, V'Chanal. And he's not allowed to do, according to this opinion, any Malacha for any Jewish person. Again, I just want to stress again that none of these dinim are applicable today. We do not have avodim today. This was in a time when avodim were present in the world. There were Jewish slaves, there were non-Jewish slaves, and the world was a different place in many ways. There are tremendous dinim, how one has to treat an eved. It's not, again, for our discussion right now, but again, I'll just put this in a proper perspective. In any event, this third category over here, where they're not either a full Eved Kanani, they're not even a Ger Toshav Eved Kanani, they are a pure non-Jewish Eved Kanani. So then, in this situation, the first opinion says that you still are not allowed to get any benefit from the work. And therefore, the Mechaber continues, Ulefize tzorche chola sheim bo sakana, the kaim alon, or melena yudu yose. And therefore, in this situation, when you have a chola who is not deathly ill, is what we call a chola sheim bo sakana, he is not a pikuach nefesh situation, where normally you would be allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to do malacha to help the chola sheim bo sakana. And likewise, v'chein, meis b'yom tev rishon, if a person, Rechmona Litzlan, dies on yom tev rishon, where the halacha is, the kaim alon yisasku bo amaman, that a non-Jewish person could go and bury the Jewish person, in this situation, this third category of slave over here, that's not a ger toshav even, nevertheless, aser lomar le'eved Yisrael, afilu ovid avodas gilum, you're not allowed to tell this eved Yisrael, even if he's a idol worshiper, the kivan the melecha so eved asurim in a Torah, because the Torah forbids such an eved to do work for you, lohutra bedover she'en bo bikuach nefesh. So then in this situation, only a chola she'esh bo sakana, but not a chola she'en bo sakana, or to bury a Jewish person on the first day of Yontif, which is normally permitted by a guy, would not be permitted in this situation. So this is the machmir first opinion over here that considers category 3, the full-fledged guy eved, to be having the halachic status of the ger toshav of category 2 eved. However, the Mechaber now brings down a more lenient opinion. He says, V'yesh Chokin, this is the Rambam and the Ramban, the Rav Magid as well, according to the Beis Yosef, V'yesh Chokin u'matirim b'zeh. There is this opinion that states that for the third category over here, a Jewish person is allowed to benefit. You would be able to tell a Evid of such a nature over here to go do work even for Chol She'en Bo Sakana or to bury a Jewish person on the first day of Yontif. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Tes, the first opinion, it's forbidden to tell the Evid, according to the Machmer opinion, the Dafka Amir L'Stam Ein Yehudi, you're only allowed to tell a regular non-Jewish person, She'en Uel Shvuz, which is only a Issud Rabbanon, for you to tell Amir L'Yakom, Hitiru B'Dvar Melu, so therefore, Shvuz to Shvuz, for a Chol She'en Bo Sakana, for burying a Jewish person on the first day of Yontif, that's allowed. Avo B'Evid Ein Yehudi She'Yisrael, but according to this first machmir opinion, for this evid of a Jewish person, which there is an issur d'oraisa over here, and lohetar el bipikuach nefesh, then you only have the regular term that a Jewish person has for bipikuach nefashos. That's the machmir first opinion in the third category of an evid. But Sivkon Yud tells us there's more lenient opinion. Since this evid is a full-fledged non-Jewish person, he's not a ger toshav, and he's certainly not a full-fledged evid kenani. While the first machmir opinion says that he's like a ger toshav, the also which held that he can't be asked to do any work even for another Jewish person, never mind the master. On this, this more lenient opinion holds, it's only for the master that you're not allowed to have this type of an eved to work, but for another Jewish person, you'd be allowed to, and certainly for a chola she'en bo sakana, or to bury a Jewish person on the first day of Yontif, you'd be allowed to. And this is because when the pasuk says uchadasiv yinofesh ben amasicha, that's only for the master. Avol shar ish yisrael lo odif mishar ein yehudi the alma. But for any other Jewish person, it's no different than a regular non-Jew. They know also Rakhmi the Rabban. It's only an Issa the Rabban, Amir Liakam, and Mimela, the Sarah Chola, Afilu Embo Sakana Mutta. And therefore, Shvus the Shvus, Amir Liakam, for a Cholish Embo Sakana is permissible. And that's how the second more makel opinion of Proskins. Mechaber concludes and he says, everybody agrees that if this third category of an Eved over here, the pure Goyish Eved, if he's doing Malach for the Rebbe, for the Master, without the Master's knowledge, and it's recognizable, the Niko, Shein Oso L'Daito, everybody knows he's not doing it, then everybody would agree, Mutu Vein Tzorach L'Afrisho, you don't have to go and separate this Eved from doing the work. And the Ramah says, Afilu Kivel of Sheva Mitzvah, so this would even be true for category 2, where he was a Ger Toshav, since he's not doing it on the behalf of the Master, and everybody recognizes that, so there is no concern. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Yud Aleph explains, Hainu, the after mavor leil shem mitzuv al shvi sasado, even though normally the master is forbidden for the Eved who's a ger toshav, certainly, and even in the third category, to do work according to everybody for the master himself, bein shekibul lov shev mitzvos, bein shelokibul lov, whether it's category 2 or category 3, as we've been talking about, shelo yasem lo chavur, you're not allowed to do specifically work for the master. Here, however, Hainu, dafko bidinich le bimlochazu, that's when the master wants this and he's benefiting from this. The ozamrina, then we say, the mistam osal dai, because Mistama, he's wanting him to do it, even though he didn't beferish ask for it, it's somehow recognizable that he's doing it for the master. And therefore, you have to stop him from doing this. as opposed to what we just said now. It's clear that he's not doing it for you, for your benefit. You don't want it done. So then, in this situation, then it's as if he's doing it totally for himself. And the third category over here, when he's a pure guy, you have no obligation to stop him. It's perfectly acceptable for him to do it, even though you're getting some benefit from it, as long as it's recognizable, that he's not doing it. With this, we conclude today's shir.